Well, six dead, nearly 45 people injured in fresh Israeli airstrikes targeting the Gaza Strip since yesterday. Well, the death toll is expected to rise since a number of the injured are in critical condition. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has threatened to step up attacks on the Gaza Strip. Israeli military pounded the territory after four of its troops were injured in a rocket attack launched from the besieged coastal enclave. Palestinian fighters fire homemade rockets into Israel to retaliate for its deadly airstrikes on Gaza. Now, the attacks usually don't result in any fatalities. Nevertheless, the Israeli military responds by heavy air raids. Some Palestinian sources say that Tel Aviv is even using internationally banned weapons to strike the territory. Threatens to stop the clash flow, and we will be talking now to one of the activists from Gaza. We'd like to turn to Gaza. Welcome pro-Palestinian activist, Mr. Harry Fear. Thank you so much for being with us. I'd like to look at this situation now. More attacks by Israel in the Gaza Strip. This time we're talking about six people being killed. However, if we look at mainstream media, what they're saying is that the Israelis were actually retaliating. Tell me your take on what is being reported now in the mainstream media.
Well, I mean, the mainstream media is basically providing a sort of farcical job at journalism with respect to what's happening in Gaza at the moment. It is six confirmed people who have been killed. Most of them are children, including one 15-year-old boy who was attending a funeral parade. These attacks are utterly unjustifiable, morally speaking and legally speaking. Let's look at the BBC's coverage, for example. It reports the killing of these Palestinians, these Gazan children, in a distanced way. It's unable to itself confirm that these Palestinians have been killed because it won't put the journalistic effort into that being done. So it relies on third-party sources all the time to report any damage or injury or death which Israel inflicts on the Gaza Strip, because it's so utterly terrified of causing some diplomatic, political problem with Israel.
Well, what would it take, Mr. Fear? We see, as we've just talked about, the mainstream media and in general, the reality of what's happening in the Gaza Strip is actually not getting out. Many people, especially in the West, have no idea what the 1.5 million Gazans are going through. If you could just briefly tell me your observation of what the people are going through in a minute or so, and second, what needs to be done to get the story out?
Well, the Palestinians are suffering from a settler colonialist terrorizing force which is continuously for decades oppress them and try to rule them, send them out of their own homeland. This is the essence of the problem. And Palestinians are resisting this en masse. All Palestinians are resisting this in various ways, be that steadfastly trying to maintain some semblance of normalcy in their life, looking forward to marriages, weddings, graduations. And some, 1% of, for example, Gazans here, resist with an armed resistance, firing rockets into Israel, for example, to do what they can do to provide some sort of terror balancing, they call it, against the state of Israel's state terrorism against the 1.7 million Gazans here. And so what needs to happen is for the world to wake up from its sofa, to turn off the TV and to do something active to seek actuality of international law on Israel. Israel breaks dozens of United Nations resolutions which support the Palestinian people's rights. The Palestinian people's rights are enshrined in common sense, moral law, and international law. and the world is silent. The powerful world, the Western world, European states, North American states, are silent when Israel commits its crimes. For example, when Operation Cast Lead was launched on Gaza in winter 2008-2009, Barack Obama tacitly complied with this diplomatically by empathizing with Israelis but not Palestinians.
Thank you so much for being with us, pro-Palestinian activist Mr. Harry Fear out of Gaza.